Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. A podcast partnership between Purdue University Extension and Indiana's most listened to farm radio network, Hoosier Ag Today. Crops, ag business, livestock, natural resources, and more. This is Your Farm, a podcast focused on the Agriculture and Natural Resources Division of Purdue Extension.
Hi, I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, and welcome to Your Farm. It's a brand new podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. And here on Your Farm, we're going to talk about all the many different resources that are available through Purdue Extension's Agriculture and Natural Resources Program. And joining us as our very first guest on the Your Farm podcast is Henry Quesada. He has a number of different titles. He's Assistant Director of Purdue Extension at the Agriculture and Natural Resources Program Leader with Purdue Extension. He's also a professor of forestry and natural resources through Purdue University's College of Agriculture. And Henry, first of all, tell us about Purdue Extension's Agriculture and Natural Resources Program and give us an overview, if you will, of the program.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad to be here with you guys today, and I'm really happy to tell you a little bit more of what we do here at Purdue Extension, specifically with the Ag and Natural Resources Program. So anywhere you drive around the state, doesn't matter which direction you go, you're going to see agriculture. So agriculture is just, it just runs through the state, through the history of the state, and it really provides economic development and then, support our rural communities. So Purdue is a land-grant institution, and we have, as part of our missions, Extension is one of them. So Extension is all about taking all that knowledge that we have here at the university that we generate through our different departments and colleges, and taking that knowledge to our people, to our community. Specifically in agriculture, the College of Agriculture, it's ranked among the top ones in the country. The depth and the level and the volume and the quality of ag research that we generate here is just huge. So we have a lot to give back to our communities, and that's what the ANR program does, right? So we have a large number of resources here in campus, but more importantly, we have presence in every county through our county offices. So we have ag and natural resources educators who work very close with every single county, with every single community, understanding what the needs are, and providing programming, teaching programs, and answering technical questions related to agriculture from field crop farms, corn and soybean, that's what you see in the majority of the state, to livestock related questions, dairy, beef, small ruminants, to natural resources, right? Indiana is basically one of the top hardwood lumber and producers in the country, not just lumber, but also furniture industry, kitchen cabinets. So we have a lot of natural resources. We have a lot of forestry going on, water resources. We also cover other aspects related to diversified farming and food systems. We work a lot with small farmers, and especially the ones that would like to become farmers. We do a lot of that work. We also look in food safety and food security. So, really, we cover every single aspect of agriculture. And in my job, if you want to put it in a single sentence, I oversee that extension programming for the state, working with those educators in every county and supporting them, and also connecting our communities with the extension specialists here in campus. So, a lot to do. It's just, I'm very honored and really happy to be part of this, because we're really making an impact across the state and beyond the state. That's the reality.
Henry Quesada joins us here on the Your Farm podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension. And You're just one of a team of many, many individuals, Henry. I know that you mentioned several of the sub-programs, if you will, that are tied to Purdue Agriculture, or I should say Purdue Extension's Agriculture and Natural Resources Program. For example, you mentioned the diversified farming and food systems, farm management, field crops, horticulture, animal science. It runs the gamut. But I know that you're just one of many, many individuals who are leading the charge for Purdue Extension's Agriculture and Natural Resources Program. Who are some of the other folks that are also helping you to pave that way and help spread this program across all of Indiana's 92 counties, Henry?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it really takes a team to get this done, and this is what it's all about. You know, when you look at Extension, yes, we have a lot of resources, we have facilities, but it's all about people. I mean, you said it, you know. So our educators, basically, they support farmers in all these different areas, so they have to know a little bit of what's going on related to horticulture, to field crops, to natural resources, to farm management, to livestock, all these different things. But sometimes they don't know the answer to a question, right? So what they do is they come back here and they consult with the specialist. So we have, for instance, you know, one of your most known, you know, podcast guests, we have Sean Castile, we have Dan Quinn, that basically they just focus on corn and soybean, right? But if you look into, you know, the economy and the, you know, input analysis and cost analysis, then we have to look into ag econ. You have people like Michael Langemeyer, who's doing a fantastic job leading the Center for Commercial Ag. And if you go, you know, a little bit, you know, south from where I am, you bump into horticulture. We have Stephen Myers, for instance, helping with everything that has to do with, you know, horticulture issues. We also have food science, somebody like Amanda Deering, who is absolutely, you know, one of our top leader extensionists and professors regarding food systems and food production and food safety. And if, you know, if you keep going a little bit, you know, away from us, then you're going to agriculture and biological engineering, where we have a numerous large of people. For instance, we have Bill Fields, who help us with agribility and all these different programs supporting, you know, farmers with disabilities and vet programs. So again, really a lot of people helping us, you know, to make this happen. It's just not just one specific program. No, it's just really the level of coordination that we have to have across campus and extension and field extension is huge. So again, just understanding what our farmers need, so we're ready when they ask us those questions. And so we can provide, you know, the specific programs they need and support them when they have these technical questions. So a lot of people, really a lot of people involved.
You gave several shout outs there, Henry. And I want to give a shout out to Dr. Darcy Talenko, who is a big part she's a crop pathologist at Purdue. And she and her team have done a fantastic job in helping identify a number of different crop diseases that impact corn and soybeans, not just across Indiana, but across the Midwest. So when you think about the research and what's being done through Purdue Extension's Agriculture and Natural Resources, it impacts not just Indiana and crops and livestock here, but the research that is being done, Henry, is being shared all across the U.S., Henry.
Oh, absolutely. And again, when you mentioned somebody like Darcy, right? Oh, my God. It's just the work that they're doing is just fantastic. I had the opportunity to visit one of our field days last week on the Northeast at the Pinney Purdue Agriculture Center. And Darcy was there providing, you know, the latest update on what's going on with soybean and corn diseases. And you see around there, so you see a team of 10, 12 people, right? Grad students, technicians. I mean, they really have a lot of manpower to really, you know, make sure that our farmers in here, they are aware of what's going on, but it goes beyond Indiana, right? You know, as I mentioned at the beginning, the College of Ag is ranked on the top three in the country. And we have really a lot that we can share with others, right? We do that through different mechanisms. Sometimes our specialists, like Darcy. I can also mention, you know, one of our new hires, Tommy Potts, who does weed management, right? They go across the border and they work with others, land grants in the North Central region, but they go to conference and they share with it what they learn with stakeholders around the country. We produce also specific materials that you can find online, like extension publications, or we do video recording. So we have definitely so many different ways that we can impact others. We also, you know, we know that Purdue is not just in the U.S., but across the world, is recognized as a leading institution. You know, we have the capacity to deliver some of our programs using different technologies, online technologies, and very often we have people from different corners of the world joining us and learning about what we do. So it really shows that extension is, you know, it has a local impact, but if we look at what we do at the state, at the regional, at the national, and at the global landscape, Purdue really has a lot to give. So these are just some, you know, specific examples. And again, you know, I can keep going down the list and talking about, you know, how the work of our specialists is so impactful that it reaches so many people, and we can save thousands, we can even save millions of people with the materials and all the different programs they deliver, specifically now that we have online technologies that, you know, we can really, you know, expand our reach beyond Indiana.
My guest is Henry Quesada. He is the Assistant Director of Purdue Extension and the Agriculture and Natural Resources Program Leader. And we'll chat more with Henry coming up in just a few on the Your Farm podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension.
The average American reaches for their mobile phone about 350 times a day. For Indiana farmers, that number is probably higher, as the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app keeps them updated on the latest markets, weather, and farm news information. If you haven't downloaded this free app, you're missing out on a powerful and portable resource. The Hoosier Ag Today mobile app can be downloaded at the Apple Store and Google Play, and at HoosierAgToday.com. The Hoosier Ag Today mobile app.
And we're back on the Your Farm podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension. And we're chatting with Henry Quesada with Purdue Extension. He is the program leader for the Agriculture and Natural Resources Program. And Henry, we were talking about the many folks within the program who make that churn, that work across all of Indiana's 92 counties. But outside of Purdue University, there are a whole host of businesses and ag leaders who are partnering with you and your team to get the job done. And Henry, who are some of the partners, the main partners that Purdue Extension and the ANR program work with?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm really glad you brought that up because, you know, I mentioned before, it really, you know, it's really a team effort, but it's not just internal. We really look into, you know, how can we be that platform so we can bring others and try to find ways to work together. Development partnerships have been a key priority since I started in this role because it's, you know, with the uncertainty we have today and really knowing that we need additional resources, we really have to think about, like, how can we get closer? So one of our biggest partners, for instance, is Indiana Soybean Alliance and the Indiana Corn Marketing Council. They really provide a lot of support to the research, but also, for instance, we have a position that helps us bridge Purdue with soybean and corn. That is something that basically it came into existence 4 or 5 years ago. Another one of our big partners is the Conservation Crop Assistance Initiative, CCSI. With CCSI, we're able to provide funding for about three different positions. In those positions, they focus on mostly on field crops. We also have specific partnerships with different state agencies. For instance, the Department of the Indiana State Department of Agriculture. We just started in a partnership to support the development of this new web portal, where we're going to be providing specific resources that they can use. But also, for instance, we look again, we look into federal partners and see how can we do things together, for instance, like the natural resource conservation systems, what can we do together? You know, they have resources, but sometimes they don't have the capacity, but we have that local presence. And sometimes they need to reach out to the specific communities in some specific kinds, and we can do those things. And again, you know, one of our newest partnerships is with you guys, that it really helped us to increase that visibility, and it really helped us to increase the level of communication of the specific programs that we're doing, because we have a lot. We have a lot, and sometimes we don't have, you know, perhaps, you know, that is, we didn't have that specific partnership that can help us to reach out everyone in the state with the specific programs. As we continue to move forward, we're definitely looking into developing more of these partnerships, right? We work a lot also with specific federal agencies in developing grants and bringing additional resources. Without those partnerships, it would be very difficult for us to really, you know, make that impact. And it really brings more credibility when we have a group for all these different organizations, the state level, federal level, and even the industry, right? The College of Agriculture had a long-standing partnership with companies like Beck, Kingstone, for instance. You know, we really welcome and appreciate that because it really, so you know, it is a really win-win situation. So really hope that we can continue in that path. So we can, again, you know, increase the reach of our programs and use and increase the trust and credibility in what we do. So partnership is definitely key to continue to move forward and make sure that, you know, we're meeting the needs of our stakeholders.
And Henry, I know a lot of folks, when you think about Purdue University, you think about Purdue Extension, and a lot of folks think about Tippecanoe County, which is certainly home base, West Lafayette. You also have Purdue University in Indianapolis, but once again, Purdue Extension is reaching out and impacting all of Indiana's 92 counties, be it Allen County, Fort Wayne area, be it Vandenberg County, Evansville area, Lake County to the northwest, Porter County. We're talking Madison County to the southeast. So all of Indiana's 92 counties are truly impacted by what you and your team are doing with the ANR program.
Oh yeah, absolutely, and I think, you know, I think you mentioned something key that, you know, sometimes people wonder, you know, what's the difference between outreach and extension, right? And I think that's important because, you know, when you do outreach, basically you're delivering something and then that's it. And that's kind of like the end of the relationship. But when we do extension, we truly engage with our stakeholders, right? It goes beyond delivering something that they can use. It basically, it's just a process that will support that particular person, that farmer, that community for the long term. I mean, that's what extension has been in this, not just at Indiana, but since 1914, 1915, it's truly a permanent institution. And that's when you have truly what we call engagement, because we are providing something, but also our farmers and our clientele, they're providing input. So we really work together in trying to come up with the most, you know, trying to answer the most critical questions regarding ag and natural resources. It's something that really set us apart, you know, from other universities. Again, we have great institutions across the state, private institutions, public institutions, but that's what it really makes a difference, that we have that presence here. And, you know, obviously in Tippecanoe County, with this is where the main campus are, but having that county extension office in every, you know, one of the 92 counties of the state, it really put us in a different ball game, because we can truly engage and be part of the communities and participate in all the different processes to try to make rural areas and now obviously urban areas. I think you mentioned also, you know, what's the opportunity for Purdue agriculture in Indianapolis? I think we definitely have many, right? I can say that, you know, 100 years ago, 80% of people, they used to live in rural areas, but today is completely the opposite. 80% of our people live in urban areas. So what can we do in urban areas? How can we support, you know, urban communities through you know, urban agriculture to urban horticulture, urban forestry, even like urban wildlife. I mean, there's a lot of different aspects that we can also bring to, you know, a big urban areas like Indianapolis or Fort Wayne or Evansville. So again, we're prepared for that. We have the team for that. And we definitely want to make sure that we include everybody, right? Not just, you know, the rural aspect, but also all those folks living in urban areas. So I think that's something that also set us apart, and it really, you know, continues to be a testament that we try to be aware of what's going on so we can continue to provide resources and programs to support everybody, not just in the rural areas.
Henry, if folks have questions about Purdue Extension and they want to get a hold of you and your team, how's the best way to get a hold of the Purdue Extension Agriculture and Natural Resources team? Get a hold of you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Number one, our door is always open for anybody, right? So we get a lot of questions through my office every day, and we know exactly who can help you, right? So the best and easiest way is just using my email. So it's quesada@purdue.edu. So we can redirect that question to the proper specialist. Again, here on campus, we have a large number of specialists in 10 different departments that can provide those answers. But also we have our educators in every county that also can help you. So if you have any question related to agriculture and natural resources, please reach out. That's our job to help you. And it really makes us, you know, feel good about what we do. Every time we have the opportunity. We also have, obviously, resources online, like through our webpage. You can also get in touch with a specific specialist and our educators. But if you have a specific question and you don't know who to contact, you can just get in touch with me, and I'll make sure that we get you in touch with the right expert.
The main webpage for Purdue Extension is extension.purdue.edu. But if you want to find the Agriculture and Natural Resources Department page, that is extension.purdue.edu/ANR, which you can access anywhere in the world. And Henry, you and I could chat for another 3 hours. That's why this is only the first of many, many episodes to come of the Your Farm podcast, because we can dive deeper into so many more topics, and we certainly will in the months and years to come. But Henry Quesada, thank you so much for joining us. Henry, by the way, Assistant Director of Purdue Extension and the Agriculture and Natural Resources Program Leader. Henry, thank you so much for sharing the story of the Purdue Extension A&R program. And thank you so much for your time. I certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, and absolutely. We're really thrilled about this partnership, and we're really looking forward to bring all these different experts on A&R so they can tell you more about what they do. And I think that's exactly what we want, because they're doing great things. And this is absolutely a great vehicle and platform so they can share and hopefully continue to support everyone in the state of Indiana and beyond. So I appreciate it, CJ.
All right. Thank you so much. Once again, Henry Quesada with Purdue Extension's A&R program. And once again, this is the first of many more podcasts to come, as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. Thank you so much for checking this out, the Your Farm podcast. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today.